The Happiness Hypothesis, Finding Modern Truth in Ancient Wisdom. By Jonathan Haidt. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Happiness Hypothesis, Finding Modern Truth in Ancient Wisdom by Jonathan Haidt is a book that explores the idea of happiness and how it can be achieved. The author examines various ancient philosophies, such as Stoicism, Buddhism, Confucianism, and Taoism to find modern truths about happiness. He also looks at recent scientific research on the subject to see if there are any correlations between these ancient teachings and modern science. Haidt begins by discussing the concept of the divided self, which states that humans have two sides, one rational side, the rider, and one emotional side, the elephant. He argues that this division has been around since ancient times but has only recently been studied scientifically. He then goes on to discuss how different cultures view happiness differently. For example, Western culture tends to focus more on individualistic goals while Eastern cultures tend to emphasize collective goals. He then moves on to examining specific aspects of achieving happiness such as relationships with others, work-life balance, money management, and physical health. For each topic, he discusses both traditional wisdom from ancient sources as well as current scientific findings. In particular, he focuses on positive psychology, which is an area of study dedicated to understanding what makes people happy. Finally, Haidt concludes his book by summarizing his main points about finding true happiness in life. He emphasizes the importance of balancing our inner selves with external factors like relationships or work-life balance in order to achieve lasting contentment. Additionally, he encourages readers not just rely solely on either traditional wisdom or scientific evidence when making decisions about their lives, but rather use both together in order to make informed choices. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Happiness is a combination of pleasure and meaning. Pleasure is the feeling of satisfaction that comes from having our needs met, while meaning is the feeling of purpose that comes from contributing to something larger than ourselves. Main idea number two. The ancient Greeks believed that the key to happiness was to find the right balance between pleasure and meaning. They believed that too much pleasure could lead to a life of hedonism, while too much meaning could lead to a life of asceticism. Main idea number three. The Stoics believed that the key to happiness was to accept the things that we cannot change. They believed that by accepting the things that we cannot change, we can focus our energy on the things that we can change and thus find happiness. Main idea number four. The Epicureans believed that the key to happiness was to pursue pleasure in moderation. They believed that by pursuing pleasure in moderation, we can find a balance between pleasure and meaning and thus find happiness. Main idea number five. The Buddhists believed that the key to happiness was to let go of attachment. They believed that by letting go of attachment, we can free ourselves from the suffering that comes from clinging to things that are beyond our control. Main idea number six. The Confucians believed that the key to happiness was to cultivate virtue. They believed that by cultivating virtue, we can find a balance between pleasure and meaning and thus find happiness. Main idea number seven. The modern science of happiness has identified three key components of happiness: positive emotion, engagement, and meaning. Main idea number eight. Positive emotion is the feeling of pleasure that comes from having our needs met. Positive emotion can be cultivated through activities such as exercise, meditation, and spending time with loved ones. Main idea number nine. Engagement is the feeling of flow that comes from being fully immersed in an activity. Engagement can be cultivated through activities such as hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work. Main idea number 10. Meaning is the feeling of purpose that comes from contributing to something larger than ourselves. Meaning can be cultivated through activities such as volunteering, religious practice, and meaningful relationships. Main idea number 11. The modern science of happiness has identified three key strategies for cultivating happiness: pursuing pleasure in moderation, cultivating virtue, and letting go of attachment. Main idea number 12. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of meaning: work, relationships, and spirituality. Main idea number 13. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of positive emotion: pleasure, engagement, and meaning. Main idea number 14. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of engagement: hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work. Main idea number 15. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of meaning: work, relationships, and spirituality. Main idea number 16. The modern science of happiness has identified three key strategies for cultivating happiness: pursuing pleasure in moderation, cultivating virtue, and letting go of attachment. Main idea number 17. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of positive emotion: pleasure, engagement, and meaning. Main idea number 18. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of engagement: hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work. Main idea number 19. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of meaning: work, relationships, and spirituality. Main idea number 20. The modern science of happiness has identified three key strategies for cultivating happiness: pursuing pleasure in moderation, cultivating virtue, and letting go of attachment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Happiness is a complex emotion that can be difficult to define. However, one way of looking at it is as a combination of pleasure and meaning. Pleasure comes from having our needs met. It's the feeling of satisfaction we get when we do something enjoyable or rewarding. Meaning, on the other hand, comes from contributing to something larger than ourselves. It's the sense of purpose that comes from being part of something bigger than just our individual selves. Pleasure and meaning are both essential components for true happiness. Without pleasure, life would become dull and unfulfilling. Without meaning, life would lack direction and purpose. By combining these two elements together in balance, we can create an overall sense of contentment with our lives. The idea that happiness is a combination of pleasure and meaning has been around for centuries. In his book The Happiness Hypothesis: Finding Modern Truth in Ancient Wisdom, Jonathan Haidt argues that this concept was first articulated by ancient Greek philosophers such as Aristotle, who believed that living a good life required both hedonic, pleasurable, pursuits as well as eudaimonic, meaningful, activities. Main idea number 2. The ancient Greeks believed that the key to happiness was to find a balance between pleasure and meaning. They saw pleasure as something that could be enjoyed in moderation, but too much of it could lead to a life of hedonism. On the other hand, they also recognized that too much focus on meaning or purpose could lead one down an ascetic path. To achieve true happiness, the Greeks argued for finding a middle ground between these two extremes. This meant engaging in activities that were both pleasurable and meaningful, activities like spending time with friends and family, pursuing hobbies or interests, or engaging in meaningful work. In his book The Happiness Hypothesis: Finding Modern Truth in Ancient Wisdom, Jonathan Haidt explains how this idea has been echoed throughout history by many different cultures. He argues that while modern science may have provided us with new insights into what makes people happy, there is still much wisdom to be found from our ancestors' teachings about finding balance between pleasure and meaning. Main idea number 3. The Stoics believed that the key to happiness was to accept the things that we cannot change. They argued that by accepting what is out of our control, we can focus our energy on the things that are within our power and thus find contentment. The Stoics taught us to be mindful of how much control we have over any given situation and not waste time trying to change something which is beyond our influence. Instead, they encouraged us to use this newfound understanding as a way of finding peace in life. The Stoic philosophy also emphasizes living in accordance with nature and being aware of one's own mortality. By recognizing the inevitability of death, they argued, one could live more fully in each moment without fear or anxiety about what may come next. This idea encourages us to make every day count by focusing on meaningful activities rather than worrying about trivial matters. Ultimately, the happiness hypothesis suggests that embracing Stoic principles can help us lead happier lives by allowing us to accept what is outside of our control while still striving for progress where it counts most, in ourselves. Main idea number 4. The Epicureans believed that the key to happiness was to pursue pleasure in moderation. They argued that by pursuing pleasure in moderation, we can find a balance between pleasure and meaning and thus achieve true happiness. This idea is based on the notion that too much of anything can be detrimental. If we indulge ourselves too much, it will lead to unhappiness rather than joy. The Epicureans also believed that our desires should be kept within reasonable limits so as not to become overwhelmed with them. In order for us to experience true happiness, they argued, we must learn how to control our passions and desires while still allowing ourselves some indulgence. We must strive for a life of balance where both physical pleasures and meaningful pursuits are given equal attention. By doing this, we can enjoy life without becoming overly attached or dependent on any one thing. Main idea number 5. The Buddhists believed that the key to happiness was to let go of attachment. They argued that by letting go of our attachments, we can free ourselves from the suffering caused by clinging to things beyond our control. This idea is based on the Buddhist concept of non-attachment, which states that all forms of attachment lead to suffering and unhappiness. The goal then is not necessarily to eliminate all attachments but rather to become aware of them and learn how to manage them in a healthy way. This means learning how to accept what cannot be changed while still striving for what can be changed. It also involves recognizing when it's time for us to move on from certain situations or relationships without feeling guilty or regretful about it. By doing this, we can find peace within ourselves and live with greater contentment. Main idea number 6. The Confucians believed that the key to happiness was to cultivate virtue. They argued that by cultivating virtue, we can find a balance between pleasure and meaning in our lives, which will lead us to true happiness. According to Confucianism, this is achieved through self-cultivation of moral character traits such as benevolence, righteousness, propriety, wisdom, and faithfulness. These virtues are seen as essential for living a harmonious life with others and achieving inner peace. Confucius taught that these virtues should be practiced not only within oneself but also towards others. He emphasized the importance of relationships between people and advocated for mutual respect among all members of society. This idea was based on his belief that human beings are fundamentally good and capable of being virtuous if they practice it diligently enough. Confucius also believed in the power of education as a way to cultivate virtue in individuals. He encouraged people to learn from their mistakes so they could become better versions of themselves over time. By learning from one's mistakes and striving for excellence in all aspects of life, from work ethic to interpersonal relationships, one can achieve true happiness. Main idea number 7. Positive emotion is the first component of happiness. This refers to feeling good, enjoying life, and having a sense of contentment. Positive emotions can be experienced in many different ways, such as through relationships with friends and family, engaging in meaningful activities or hobbies, or simply taking time for yourself to relax and enjoy life. Engagement is the second component of happiness. This involves being fully immersed in an activity that you find enjoyable and challenging at the same time. It could involve anything from playing sports to learning a new skill or hobby. It's about finding something that you are passionate about and dedicating your energy towards it. The third component of happiness is meaning. Meaning comes from connecting with something larger than ourselves, whether this be our faith, our community, or even nature itself, which gives us purpose and direction in life. Main idea number 8. Positive emotion is the feeling of pleasure that comes from having our needs met. It can be a powerful force in our lives, helping us to feel connected and fulfilled. Cultivating positive emotion can help us to live more meaningful and satisfying lives. There are many ways to cultivate positive emotion. Exercise has been shown to increase endorphins, which are hormones associated with happiness and well-being. Meditation helps us become aware of our thoughts and feelings so we can better manage them. Spending time with loved ones allows us to connect on an emotional level, creating a sense of belonging. The Happiness Hypothesis by Jonathan Haidt provides insight into how ancient wisdom can be applied in modern life for greater happiness and fulfillment. By understanding the power of positive emotion, we can use it as a tool for personal growth and development. Main idea number 9. Engagement is a state of being that comes from fully immersing oneself in an activity. It can be experienced through hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work. Engaging activities provide us with a sense of flow, the feeling that we are completely absorbed in what we are doing and time passes quickly without our noticing it. This type of engagement allows us to forget about our worries and focus on the task at hand. When engaging in activities, it is important to find something that challenges you but does not overwhelm you. If the task is too difficult or complex for your current skill level, then frustration will set in instead of engagement. On the other hand, if the task is too easy or mundane, then boredom will take over instead of engagement. Engagement also requires motivation. When we have a clear goal or purpose for why we are engaging in an activity, this helps keep us motivated and focused on achieving success. Additionally, having supportive people around who encourage us to pursue our goals can help foster feelings of engagement as well. Main idea number 10. Meaning is an essential part of life. It is the feeling of purpose that comes from contributing to something larger than ourselves. This could be a cause, a community, or even our own personal growth and development. Meaning can be cultivated through activities such as volunteering, religious practice, and meaningful relationships. Volunteering for causes we believe in can give us a sense of meaning by allowing us to contribute to something bigger than ourselves. Religious practice can also provide meaning by connecting us with something greater than ourselves and providing structure for our lives. Finally, meaningful relationships with family members, friends, colleagues, or mentors can help us find purpose in life. Ultimately, finding meaning in life requires effort on our part, but it is worth it because it gives us direction and helps make sense of the world around us. By engaging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment while also helping others, we are able to create a more meaningful existence. Main idea number 11. The modern science of happiness has identified 3 key strategies for cultivating happiness: pursuing pleasure in moderation, cultivating virtue, and letting go of attachment. According to Jonathan Haidt's book The Happiness Hypothesis, Finding Modern Truth in Ancient Wisdom, these strategies are essential for achieving a sense of contentment and joy. Pursuing pleasure in moderation means that we should enjoy life's pleasures without becoming overly attached to them or allowing them to become our sole source of satisfaction. We can find balance by engaging in activities that bring us joy while also being mindful not to overindulge or rely too heavily on external sources of gratification. Cultivating virtue involves developing qualities such as kindness, compassion, courage, integrity, and humility, which will help us lead meaningful lives and foster positive relationships with others. It is important to recognize the value of these virtues even when they do not directly result in immediate gratification. Finally, letting go of attachment requires us to accept the impermanence of all things, including ourselves, and learn how to be comfortable with uncertainty. This allows us to appreciate what we have now rather than constantly striving for more or worrying about what might happen next. Main idea number 12. The modern science of happiness has identified 3 key sources of meaning that can bring us joy and fulfillment: work, relationships, and spirituality. Work provides a sense of purpose and accomplishment. It gives us something to strive for and helps us feel productive. Relationships give us companionship, love, support, and connection with others. And finally, spirituality offers an opportunity to explore our inner selves as well as the greater universe around us. Work is often seen as a source of stress or unhappiness in our lives, but when done right, it can be incredibly rewarding. It's important to find meaningful work that aligns with your values so you can take pride in what you do every day. Having strong relationships is also essential for feeling connected to those around you, which leads to increased feelings of contentment. Finally, exploring spiritual practices such as meditation or prayer can help provide insight into ourselves while connecting with something larger than ourselves, whether that's God or nature itself. All three sources are necessary components for achieving true happiness in life. Main idea number 13. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of positive emotion: pleasure, engagement, and meaning. Pleasure is the most obvious source of happiness. It comes from activities that bring us immediate gratification, such as eating a delicious meal or watching a funny movie. Engagement refers to activities that involve our full attention and concentration, such as playing an instrument or engaging in meaningful conversations with friends. Finally, meaning comes from activities that give us purpose and direction in life, such as volunteering for a cause we believe in or pursuing our passions. These three sources are not mutually exclusive; they can be combined to create more lasting forms of joy. For example, when we engage deeply in something we enjoy doing, such as playing music, we experience both pleasure and engagement at the same time. Similarly, when we pursue goals that have personal significance to us, such as starting a business, we experience both engagement and meaning simultaneously. Ultimately, understanding these three sources of positive emotion can help us identify what brings true joy into our lives. By focusing on activities that provide pleasure, engagement, and meaning all at once, or even just two out of the three, we can maximize our chances for experiencing long-term satisfaction. Main idea number 14. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of engagement that can lead to a more fulfilling life: hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work. Hobbies are activities that bring us joy and relaxation; they provide an outlet for our passions and interests. Creative pursuits involve engaging in activities that allow us to express ourselves artistically or intellectually. Challenging work is any activity that requires effort but also provides a sense of accomplishment when completed. Hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work all have the potential to increase our overall satisfaction with life by providing opportunities for growth and self-expression. Engaging in these activities can help us develop new skills, build relationships with others, explore different perspectives on life, and gain insight into who we are as individuals. Additionally, these activities can give us a sense of purpose by allowing us to contribute something meaningful to society. Ultimately, it's important to remember that everyone's definition of happiness is unique. What works for one person may not necessarily be the best fit for another. However, incorporating hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work into your daily routine can help you find greater fulfillment in life no matter what your individual goals may be. Main idea number 15. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of meaning that can bring us joy and fulfillment: work, relationships, and spirituality. Work provides a sense of purpose and accomplishment. It gives us something to strive for and helps us feel productive. Relationships give us companionship, love, support, and connection with others. And finally, spirituality offers an opportunity to explore our inner selves as well as the greater universe around us. Work is often seen as a source of stress or unhappiness in our lives, but when done right, it can be incredibly rewarding. It's important to find meaningful work that aligns with your values so you can take pride in what you do every day. Having strong relationships is also essential for feeling connected to those around you, which leads to increased feelings of contentment. Finally, exploring spiritual practices such as meditation or prayer can help provide insight into ourselves while connecting with something larger than ourselves, whether that's God or nature itself. All three sources are necessary components for achieving true happiness in life. Main idea number 16. The modern science of happiness has identified three key strategies for cultivating happiness: pursuing pleasure in moderation, cultivating virtue, and letting go of attachment. According to Jonathan Haidt's book The Happiness Hypothesis, Finding Modern Truth in Ancient Wisdom, these strategies are essential for achieving a sense of contentment and joy. Pursuing pleasure in moderation means that we should enjoy life's pleasures without becoming overly attached to them or allowing them to become our sole source of satisfaction. We can find balance by engaging in activities that bring us joy while also being mindful not to overindulge or rely too heavily on external sources of gratification. Cultivating virtue involves developing qualities such as kindness, compassion, courage, integrity, and humility, which will help us lead meaningful lives and foster positive relationships with others. It is important to recognize the value of these virtues even when they do not directly result in immediate gratification. Finally, letting go of attachment requires us to accept the impermanence of all things, including ourselves, and learn how to be comfortable with uncertainty. This allows us to appreciate what we have now rather than constantly striving for more or worrying about what might happen next. Main idea number 17. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of positive emotion: pleasure, engagement, and meaning. Pleasure is the most obvious source of happiness. It comes from activities that bring us immediate gratification, such as eating a delicious meal or watching a funny movie. Engagement refers to activities that involve our full attention and concentration, such as playing an instrument or engaging in meaningful conversations with friends. Finally, meaning comes from activities that give us purpose and direction in life, such as volunteering for a cause we believe in or pursuing our passions. These three sources are not mutually exclusive; they can be combined to create more lasting forms of joy. For example, when we engage deeply in something we enjoy doing, such as playing music, we experience both pleasure and engagement at the same time. Similarly, when we pursue goals that have personal significance to us, such as starting a business, we experience both engagement and meaning simultaneously. Ultimately, understanding these three sources of positive emotion can help us identify what brings true joy into our lives. By focusing on activities that provide pleasure, engagement, and meaning all at once, or even just two out of the three, we can maximize our chances for experiencing long-term satisfaction. Main idea number 18. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of engagement that can lead to a more fulfilling life: hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work. Hobbies are activities that bring us joy and relaxation. They provide an outlet for our passions and interests. Creative pursuits involve engaging in activities that allow us to express ourselves artistically or intellectually. Challenging work is any activity that requires effort but also provides a sense of accomplishment when completed. Hobbies, creative pursuits, and challenging work all have the potential to increase our overall satisfaction with life by providing opportunities for growth and self-expression. Engaging in these activities can help us develop new skills, build relationships with others, explore different perspectives on life, and gain insight into who we are as individuals. Additionally, research suggests that participating in meaningful activities such as these can reduce stress levels while increasing feelings of contentment. Ultimately, it is important to remember that everyone's definition of happiness will be different depending on their individual values and goals. However, incorporating hobbies, creative pursuits, or challenging work into your daily routine may be beneficial if you are looking for ways to enhance your overall well-being. Main idea number 19. The modern science of happiness has identified three key sources of meaning that can bring us joy and fulfillment: work, relationships, and spirituality. Work provides a sense of purpose and accomplishment. It gives us something to strive for and helps us feel productive. Relationships give us companionship, love, support, and connection with others. And finally, spirituality offers an opportunity to explore our inner selves as well as the greater universe around us. Work is often seen as a source of stress or unhappiness in our lives, but when done right, it can be incredibly rewarding. It's important to find meaningful work that aligns with your values so you can take pride in what you do every day. Having strong relationships is also essential for feeling connected to those around you, which leads to increased feelings of contentment. Finally, exploring spiritual practices such as meditation or prayer can help provide insight into ourselves while connecting with something larger than ourselves. This type of exploration allows us to gain perspective on life's challenges while finding peace within ourselves. Main idea number 20. The modern science of happiness has identified three key strategies for cultivating happiness: pursuing pleasure in moderation, cultivating virtue, and letting go of attachment. According to Jonathan Haidt's book The Happiness Hypothesis, Finding Modern Truth in Ancient Wisdom, these strategies are essential for achieving a sense of contentment and joy. Pursuing pleasure in moderation means that we should enjoy life's pleasures without becoming overly attached to them or allowing them to become our sole source of satisfaction. We can find balance by engaging in activities that bring us joy while also being mindful not to overindulge or rely too heavily on external sources of gratification. Cultivating virtue involves developing qualities such as kindness, compassion, courage, integrity, and humility, which will help us lead meaningful lives and foster positive relationships with others. It is important to recognize the value of these virtues even when they do not directly result in immediate gratification. Finally, letting go of attachment requires us to accept the impermanence of all things, including ourselves, and learn how to be comfortable with uncertainty. This allows us to appreciate what we have now rather than constantly striving for more or worrying about what might happen next. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.